Why did the Maya abandon all their cities? No words are more calculated to strike dismay in the hearts of Maya archaeologists, the Maya archaeologist David Webster confessed in 2002. Webster, a researcher at Pennsylvania State University, admitted that during his incautious younger years, he often told fellow airplane passengers that he was flying to work at some ancient Maya center. Then, with utter predictability, would come the dreaded question. Nowadays, older and wiser, I usually mutter something vague about business and then bury my nose in the airline magazine. One reason Webster avoided the question is its scope. Asking what happened to the ancient Maya is like asking what happened in the Cold War. The subject is so big that one hardly knows where to begin. At the same time, that very sweep is why the Maya collapse has fascinated archaeologists since the 1840s, when the outside world first learned of the abandoned cities in Yucatan. Today we know that the fall was not quite as rapid, dramatic, and widespread as earlier scholars believed. Nevertheless, it was an extraordinary event, the disintegration of an entire social order, followed by a massive emptying out of a once populous and once prosperous land. Rare is its equal in world history. What happened? In the 1930s, Sylvanus G. Morley of Harvard, probably the most celebrated Mayanist of his day, espoused what is still the best-known theory. The Maya collapsed because they overshot the carrying capacity of their environment. They exhausted their resource base, began to die of starvation and thirst, and fled their cities en masse, leaving them as silent warnings of the perils of ecological hubris. When Morley proposed his theory, it was little more than a hunch. Since then, though, scientific measurements, mainly of pollen in lake sediments, have shown that the Maya did cut down much of the region's forest, using the wood for fuel and the land for agriculture. The loss of tree cover would have caused large-scale erosion and floods. With their fields disappearing beneath their feet and a growing population to feed, Maya farmers were forced to exploit ever more marginal terrain with ever more intensity. The tottering system was vulnerable to the first good push, which came in the form of a century-long dry spell that hit Yucatan between about 800 and 900 AD. Social disintegration followed soon thereafter. Recounted in numberless articles and books, the Maya collapse has become an ecological parable for green activists. Along with Pleistocene overkill, it is a favorite cautionary tale about surpassing the limits of nature. The Maya were able to build a complex society capable of great cultural and intellectual achievements, but they ended up destroying what they created, Clive Ponting wrote in his influential Green History of the World, 1991. Following the implications of the Maya fall, he asked, are contemporary societies any better at controlling the drive toward ever greater use of resources and heavier pressure on the environment? Is humanity too confident about its ability to avoid ecological disaster? The history of these Indians, Ponting and others have suggested, has much to teach us today.